as promised, we have an interview with Professor Scott. Professor Scott is a pediatric rheumatologist from Red Cross Children's Hospital. He was a part of the Children and COVID-19 Advocacy Bridge, which looks at all the issues that have affected the children due to the pandemic and the lockdown. Professor Scott will be chatting to us today about the topics of COVID-19 care during this time. Welcome to the show, Professor Scott. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. It's great to be here, and it's nice to be able to talk about this.
Could you please tell us more about yourself?
I am a pediatric rheumatologist, and I've been a pediatrician in this hospital for nearly 12 years or so now. And I'm also part of the advocacy team. The advocacy team raise the voices of children to make sure that the rights of children are always protected everywhere inside this hospital and outside of the hospital. So it's maybe not a word that people are familiar with, but I work very closely with the advocacy team.
It is said that children are at a lower risk of COVID-19 infection. So why do you think it's important to look at how COVID-19 has affected children?
That's right. So children tend to get sick from COVID infection less often, but they do certainly get the virus infection. Their bodies just manage the virus in a different way. And so they tend, most children, tend not to get as sick as adults. And so in the beginning, we were all worried, of course. We're all pediatricians, children's doctors. We were all worried that COVID would affect the children. And then it soon turned out, look, the children actually do better than the adults, which is very strange to us. And as a result of that, the medical world and the doctors looking after adults and everybody else started focusing just on the adults and how they get sick. But of course, every child is looked after by an adult, is taught by an adult, depends on an adult for food, gets affected by the stuff that's happening around them. If people are dying or getting sick, everyone's stressed out and anxious. These things can all affect children, and it felt to us the children were just being overlooked because this pandemic is focused mostly on adults. But we feel that our first responsibility should always be towards children. Children should always be the first people to be protected in any situation. And so we just wanted to make children's voices heard on this issue so that they don't get overlooked. Then during the pandemic, it also became clear that even though few children get it, there are still some children who get sick enough to die from it. And even a new disease started happening, which had never been seen before, which we call Miss C. And it turns out only children get this disease. And so here was a disease that only children got. And the funny thing was, is it came exactly a month after they were first infected with COVID. So it was more the body's response to the COVID that led to this new disease. And here was a whole new set of problems that we had to worry about. And we admitted many, many children into Red Cross Hospital and into ICU with this severe condition. So those are the reasons why children shouldn't be forgotten.
Yeah, because my one friend, he actually had COVID-19, but thankfully, thanks to God, he survived. Can you tell us more about the COVID-19 care and your contribution towards the advocacy briefs?
When we saw that all these problems, we've been watching and seeing what's been happening to children, when we thought about how we can remind people of how children should be protected, we started looking at all the data and the statistics that we had, trying to count how many children actually had COVID, how many came into hospital, how many children got really sick from it, but also things like how many children missed their normal vaccinations or immunizations because of COVID, how many children suddenly didn't have enough food in the house because their mother and father were unable to work because of COVID, or how many children were now orphans because of COVID. And we started looking at all the numbers and talking about all the statistics, and we put together a whole team, Laurie Lake and Melin Shunking from the advocacy committee put together this whole team of people, all experts who care about children, and we looked at all of these different aspects, and then we put together this advocacy brief, which basically tells the story and says, remember, this is what's happening. While we're all worrying about the adults, this is what's happening to the children.
What long-term effects could this have for children?
Well, so childhood is so precious, you know. You never get your first year of life back. You never get your second, your third. And you have to reach certain targets and and developmental milestones, as we call them in these times. You have to get your immunizations at the right time. If you miss them, you could get sick. So the after effects of neglecting children, just not just because, but while there's another pandemic happening, can stay with those children for the rest of their lives. The trauma and the anxiety of this whole period can also affect children going forward into their whole lives. And if children mix vaccinations, for instance, they could end up getting sick the next following year with a disease that could be prevented by having had a vaccine, and then they might end up sick or even in hospital or worse because they didn't get their vaccines. So there's no one big long-term effect, but all of those things have to be considered as we go through this very difficult time in Earth's history.
What are the solutions for this issue, and how can we better support children moving forward?
So the COVID pandemic took us all off guard. You know, nobody was ready. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know the virus. We didn't know what the effects were going to be. And so while we were trying to figure out who it's hurting and how it's hurting them and how can we fix it and make a vaccine, etc., it felt to us a lot of the children in the world just became forgotten in this. So now we know that there are children involved in every family where there's COVID, and we need to, before the next pandemic and during the rest of this one, put actions in place that remember children from the beginning. For instance, in the beginning when you got COVID, someone would at the health department or in this hospital would phone and do contact tracing, but meaning they're looking for other people who've had COVID in your family. And they didn't even remember to ask, are there any children in your family that could be badly affected by the fact that their mother is no longer there or something like that? Or have the children in the family got enough food to eat while you guys are busy dealing with this problem? Because the father or the mother or both are now in hospital because they've got COVID. So now we know next time when we do these kinds of things, we put the children right at the front of our minds and we remember to ask these questions. We remember to make sure that as far as possible, we make our schools safe so children can go to school. We remember to make sure that even though there's a pandemic happening, children can still get their vaccines and their other medicines and come to Red Cross for other things. For instance, so that the hospital doesn't just get closed and all the doctors get taken away to look after adults with COVID. We need to keep the doctors here to be able to look after the children that are still getting sick from all the other stuff they get to, in addition to getting sick from COVID. So those are some of the things. That's why it helps to have an advocacy brief to make everybody aware, and then we can plan better for the future so the children are looked after properly.
Is there anything else you'd maybe like to say?
Just thank you for having me here and for making your voices heard and for making children's voices heard and for giving us the opportunity to help with that. I hope you get lots of listeners, and I hope you and your family and everyone you know stays well, and that your friend doesn't go through such a terrible thing again.
Thank you, Professor Scott. Thank you for the interview.
Pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.